From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. According to a new study from Pew Research Center, the percentage of homes with broadband access has fallen from 70% back in 2013 to 67%. And that's happening at the same time as more people say broadband is important. John Horgan is with the Pew Research Center. He's lead author on the report. I asked him why we're seeing the decline now.
A lot of it has to do with cost. 33% of non-broadband users said that the monthly fee for service is too expensive for them, and another 10% said that the cost of a computer is too much. So cost is a big reason behind why some people do not have broadband.
So if there's 33% of the population without broadband, how are they getting online?
We are seeing more people relying on smartphones for their internet access. We define smartphone-only people as those who have a smartphone but do not have a home broadband subscription. And we found that in 2013, 8% of all Americans fell into the smartphone-only category, and that rose to 13% in 2015. So we've seen a shift in the overall composition of internet access over the past couple of years, with this tick down in home broadband subscriptions and a corresponding increase in reliance on smartphones for internet access.
And I also saw in the study that it meant that there are types of sites or types of content that people don't necessarily have easy access to. Is that right?
You know, one thing we've looked at recently at the Pew Research Center is how people do job search using the internet. And we specifically explored how people experience job search if they're relying on their smartphones. And we found that people run into some troubles in doing their job searches when they're relying on their smartphone only. They may not be easily able to upload content from a smartphone that might be necessary for a job application, or they might not be able to see a job post very clearly if the job post hasn't been optimized for a mobile device. So having smartphone only does create some issues for people for applications such as job search.
John Horgan is senior researcher at Pew. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Marketplace Tech is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and awesome, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st.
All right, all you procrastinators out there, it's time to get your wiggle on. Christmas is Friday, and if you're looking for that one-of-a-kind gift, you're likely going to have to find it out there in the real world instead of online. Most shipping deadlines have passed at this point. The All Things Crafty website Etsy is attempting to make that a little easier, sending some of its visitors offline. Etsy just published city guides pointing people to stores where they can buy gifts made by Etsy artisans. One of those stores is Aoki in Philadelphia. It's owned by Alina Alter.
I would say the vibe here is very eclectic, funky. I carry a lot of unique products from sort of up-and-coming or small independent designers.
She says she orders a lot from Etsy sellers on the wholesale side of the site.
For me, as a buyer and as a business owner, it's a great way to connect directly with some of these independent designers. When I go to trade shows in New York, it's a great way for me to find product, but it's usually larger, more established brands that have showrooms, that have reps. So not always the best way to find some of these small independent designers.
And she's hopeful her inclusion in the new guide might encourage more people to come in and check her store out.
And I like to think, you know, down the road that if someone's visiting Philadelphia from out of town, they might consult the Etsy on the grid city guide the same way I would if I were traveling to a new city, and they would find me listed there and know that I do carry these smaller, maybe hard to find, kind of small batch labels and might seek me out.
Those gift givers who did find that perfect little bauble online are now hoping, fingers crossed, that their packages make it in time. UPS expects to ship some 630 million packages this holiday season. And one of the people doing the heavy lifting is Tony Hussein Rashdi. He's been a driver for the company for 30 years, delivering packages in Midtown Manhattan. And he wakes up at 4:52 every morning to get ready for the day. Marketplace tech producer Stephanie Hughes tagged along on his route.
This is called the conveyor belts. All the stuff comes from downstairs, the tractor trailers, and it goes up all around these belts, and it gets situated by zip codes. Each one of these belts deals with a different zip code. It's like a beautiful thing. In this building today, we're probably going to handle about 200,000 packages just in one day. We have so many things that must be done the right way. Those packages that people pay extra money for them to get delivered, whether it's next day early in the morning or regular next day, or the savers, which have to be delivered before 3 o'clock, all those packages, it's my responsibility to make sure that they're delivered on time. I'm a union guy, and I don't mean to say it like that, but realistically, the reason that UPS has been successful all these years is because there's great harmony between the union and the management.
Hello. How you doing? How you been?
Better.
Oh, wow. Getting big.
I don't work over there anymore, though.
Oh, no?
No.
Where are you now?
I'm turning 8 and less.
You like better?
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right. Take care.
You do know a lot of people.
I have no idea who she is. He can't remember everybody. They remember UPS driver, though. You're bringing them stuff that they want, you know. Plus, there's a really big trust with the uniform. In other words, the public really trusts UPS drivers. They really do.
Just like a modern-day Santa. You can find more tech on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Adrienne Hill. That's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.